I mean, just a destination, because it's a composite of everyone's cultural, you know, flavors and colors and cultural, you know, cultural what have you, and that's vibrant and massive and amazing and worth protecting and celebrating. So, and spiel. Let's get to the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, and I'll skip around to some other goodies. And when you least expect it, I'm going to throw on an ABBA track just to scratch an itch and just to get a little dopamine hit up in here, just a sonic dopamine hit. Okay, that's enough rambling from your gal here. And so we're just going to move on over to some Immigrant Song. Yeah? We're just going to move on over to that. In a hot moment here. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I am. I love me some Iggy. I love me some Iggy Pop. I love me some Iggy and the Stooges. Don't you? I'm a little distracted at the moment. I'm probably thinking, well, what's new? If you have listened before and, or you've been around me at all. But right now I am watching, and you should pull up the live stream. Let me just cut this out so you can focus here. I highly recommend you pull up the live stream, from NASA. They are on the dark side of the moon. There's a live stream. They are flying on the dark side of the moon. Oh, goodness. I had a little echo there. We're in some dark side of the moon action. This is so crazy. And, I mean, my youngest daughter is named Artemis, and her birthday was the day. I'm not joking. It sounds like I'm making this shit up, because honestly, I was just so gacked out on it. I was so thrilled and it was April Fool's Day. Of course, this kid was born on a full moon, because, of course. But, so on her birthday, last week was the day that the Artemis mission launched. And, oh my God, we watched it live, and not with Artemis, because she wasn't with us at the moment, but with my eldest daughter, and like, holy shit, she put on David Bowie, Space Oddity, Ground Control, Major Tom, anyways, and the music happened to sync up just so magically with when the rocket blasted off, and it was like, I felt like my heart was going to explode out of my chest in the most beautiful way. Oh my God, it was epic. So I highly recommend you pull this up and look, because this is some history-making shit. Nobody's ever been to the dark side of the moon. And it's history in the making. It's a trip. Literally. And a long one. And also, if you haven't seen the movie Project Hail Mary, I saw it the other night. And oh my God, that was an extraordinary movie. I really recommend that. Like, oh my God, stunning, stunning, stunning. With that, let's back to the music, but I highly recommend you pull it up if you're able to, or at least watch it later, because it's wild. This is just so cool. It's happening in real time, this broadcast. It's just like, holy moly. So you're listening to Hag Riot Happy Hour, Radio Valencia, and we just heard Iggy and the Stooges, Wanna Be Your Dog. And prior to that, we had the Immigrants, or we had MC5 Sweet Anne, a really good one. Nice soulful, like, just pure rock jam, a long one that just really settles in and just grooves. So good, so good. And we're going to kick over to a little more Kraftwerk here, I think. We were listening to Kraftwerk prior. What is the Kraftwerk album I'm playing? It's a live one, Paris 76 and Utrecht 81 live. It's a double. I'm playing 76 for you, I believe, but don't hold me to that. Yes, hold me to that. It is okay. And I'm gonna kick back over to a little bit more of that, because I'm loving it. And then I'm going to throw something just totally in the opposite direction your way, just because I like to really mix it up. And, yeah. Enjoy. All right? Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I guess I'll give you some music to enjoy. Oh. Can you cheer for these guys? I'm sure they can feel it. They're soulful.
Shiver and say the word.
I was going to mix that beautiful track in with some Otis Redding, but then I was just really savoring that beautiful violin solo, and I didn't want to crowd it out and play with it. I just wanted to hear it, and especially because just watching the Dark Side of the Moon live broadcast just like blows my mind in the most wonderful way, and this is Jan Tiersen. That was Jan Tiersen that was playing. Prior to that, you'll probably recognize Echo and the Benny Men, Bring on the Dancing Horses, from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, which this record is like baby pink. It's perfect. It's so perfect. Super digging that. So, we got Jan Tiersen. The album title is just The Infinity Symbol. I love Jan Tiersen. If you know me, you know I love Jan Tiersen. And, I intend to be seeing him in Europe this summer. I intend to do a lot of things. I intend for you all to do a lot of things, too, that give you joy and inspire you and just remind you of the sense of wonder out there and take you outside of a fucked-up news cycle and into the magic of just, like, being on this planet and with one another and all the wild things we can discover and create together. With that, Jan Tiersen, I'm going to...
I want you now and your conscience.
I feel like I'm talking over him, but maybe he's starting to talk over me, and I can't have that. You guys, I can't. You know, a bitch needs to have her boundaries. Here at Hagrite, we're big about having space to expand into. Have you noticed? Anyways, let's get back over to a little bit more of this musical goodness. I think I'm gonna pull another beautiful song from this Baby Pink, Pretty in Pink record. It's pretty sweet. Pretty fucking sweet, if I do say so myself. And now I feel okay cutting into this a bit. I'm gonna play with this a little bit.
You gotta stay with him. Touch you.
This web show called Shitty Album Friday, and on it we would talk about guilty pleasures. It wasn't about shitty records, it was about, it was a kind of a tongue-in-cheek title. It was up in Portland anyways, and we covered ABBA Gold one Friday, and because it's like there, it's one of the top selling albums of all time. So I'm playing Dancing Queen because, I mean, who doesn't fucking love that song? And also right now what you're hearing is the score to the movie Alien. And if you are confused as to how those two go together, let me help you. No, I feel like the Artemis mission, going around the dark side of the moon right now. And all these, like, disclosures recently. And I saw that movie the other night, Project Hail Mary. Highly recommend it, like I was saying. But I just feel like, you know, one of the top-selling records of all time. Plus, like, right now, they're on the dark side of the moon for the first time in history, right? So, I don't know. Those are both pretty epic things. Dancing Queen's epic. It says Alien. Alien's epic. So let's just keep mixing some ABBA and Alien together to, like, I know we got 8 minutes left to the show. I don't know if someone's coming in after me. What's going on after me? Oh, yeah, there is a show coming in after me. Cool. So anyways, I'll be here shortly. Black on black on black. And until then, I'm just gonna roll some Dancing Queen and Alien. For you fine folks, or some ABBA and Alien, ABBA meets Alien, and the Artemis Moon Mission. Yeah. Thanks for listening to Hag Right Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Always a pleasure. Take care, be curious, be in wonder, and keep your eyes peeled out there. Strange things afoot, no? All right, thanks for joining me on this moderately manic Monday. Have a good Monday night.
Chance on me. If you need me, Okay. Yeah. Okay.